All right, we're bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis, very bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and then we'll fly through Yud Zayin Mir Tzashem. Okay, here we go. Bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So Rabbi Lazar Bustard Messiah Tzuluse, right? Rabbi Zera, after he would, it's the fifth wide line. Rabbi Zera, after he would. It's the last of the narrowish lines. Rabbi Lazar Bustard Messiah Tzuluse, after he would finish his davening, he would say Amar Hachi. He would say this, Yirat Zmofenecha Naivalein Shetanah Before Einu. Right, that you know should be your will, O God, that that you should dwell before Einu in your lot, that I should be able to live with your lot. Ahava v'achva v'shalom v'reos, love and brotherhood and fraternity and peace. V'tarbek v'leinu v'salmideinu, you should extend our borders with talmidim. V'tatzliach sofeinu achris t'tikva, you should make our end successful and hope. V'tasim chalkeinu v'gan Eden, and put our lot in Gan Eden. V'takneinu v'chever tov v'yetzer tov v'olamecha. Right, and you should institute us with good friendship with Yetzer Tov in this world. And the Yetzer Hor shouldn't be too powerful to overcome us. And you should give us whatever it is we need to be able to serve you Latova for good. Rabbi Yochanan Basar the Messiah to lose your Rabbi Yochanan finishes prayers. He would say the following: that we should have busha, that the busha that we feel from the averus that we do. V'tabit v'rasenu. And you should give our hearts the insight, the knowledge to know, you know, protect ourselves. V'tilbash barachamecha, and we should be enclosed in your mercy. V'tiskase b'uzecha, and covered in your strength. V'tisatef b'chasidusecha, and we should be covered in your piety. V'tisazer b'chinenusecha, and we should be girded with your supplication. V'tabol ofnecha midas tov v'navasecha, and we should come before you with good midas and humility. Rab Zera, Abbas of the Messiah, to lose the Rab Zera, after he finishes prayer, would say the following at the Nishman Asrei. Yeratom v'nechad, I was going to we shouldn't sin, we shouldn't have to be embarrassed about anything. Lone kalim avasein, we should be wiped out from our, or totally embarrassed from our, from in front of our fathers. Rab Chia, Abbas of the Matzli, Amarachi, Rab Chia, after he davened into the following, Yeratom v'nechad, Leinam Shtei, Torah Shchomon Asenu, that it should be your will, that the Torah should be our job. We should be able to be Zocha just to be able to learn Torah. We shouldn't have a itzar in our heart. And we shouldn't have a darkened eyes. Rav, after Yidavani, would say the following. You should give us long life. Chaim shel shalom, chaim shel tova, chaim shel bracha, chaim shel parnasa, chaim shel chilut tzatzomas, chaim shel chiesh b'hem yiris chet, chaim shel mushu v'chlima, chaim shel osher v'chavod, chaim shel banu avas torah v'yir shemayim. Chaim shetim aleinu as kol mishal seben tov. He should answer all our requests latova, right? Yes, and this here it is. This is the famous Birkas HaKodesh. This is it. This is the makor. Tes Zayin Amud Beis. This is the makor. Mishal es labeinu latova.
Twice.
Right, because your vort.
My vort.
Your vort's not in here.
Why is it not here?
Different gear cells. The Machzer Vitri has the gear cell that we use, which fits with the vort.
So I might make the comment on that.
Let's hear, Rabbi.
Twice when we say the Miorotzunda, the word Yiras Shemayim comes on twice. Why is it twice?
You have here Yiras Chet, Yiras Shemayim, so it works.
Yiras Shemayim and Yiras Chet.
You have it here.
Yeah, why is it twice?
Yeah, no.
And so the answer to that is.
It's a good word.
Because in between the Yiras Shemayim is Oshav Kovet.
Is Oshav Kovet. Very nice. Beautiful, Rabbana. Beautiful.
Oshav Kovet is
beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Very nice. Shkoyach. Beautiful. I think it ties into also the last line. It says you have Kol Mishalos Libeinu. It says at the end Kol Mishalos Libeinu Latova. Why Latova? Kol Mishalos Libeinu. Everything we want, because not everything we want is always Latova. Not everything we want is good. We should ask God to give us everything we need, and it should be the stuff that's for good, not just everything we ask for. Rav Basel Tzulus Yamarachi. Rav after he would dab. Rebbe after he would daven. Yiratzim Ofenecha Nevel Seinu. Shetasileinu Ma'azeponim. You should save me from Azeponim and then from Azus Ponim. What's the difference between Azeponim, Azus Ponim? So you look at Rashi over there. He says they shouldn't make fun of me, Azeponim. And Ma'azus Ponim is that there shouldn't be a rumor going around about me that I'm a mamzer. Right? It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Nun Vav, I think, where it's that these kind of claims of mamzeris, they only go out against Talmidei Chachamim. Right? When someone doesn't like a Rav, they call him a mamzer. Ah, oh, that mamzer. Right? They don't like a psak. They don't like the psak that they just heard. They call him a mamzer. So he says, please, I hope no one thinks I'm a mamzer. Mipegara, you should save me from Adamra, bad people, Pegara, bad times, Meitzera, Yechavra, you know, bad situations, Vechavra, bad people, bad friends, Meshachra, bad neighbors, Umi Satan Umashchis, from the Master Mashchis, the bludgeoning Satan, Midin Kasha, from a Baldin Kasha, Bein Shuben Bris, whether he has a Bris Mil or Bein Shainim Bris, I don't care who it is, not to go hard on me. Afagav the Kaime Ketsusi Aled the Rebbe, and even, that there were officers who were standing there in the charge of Antoninus to hit and to punish anyone who stood by Rebbe. Rebbe was davening for them. Rav Safra Basar Tzilusi Amar Hachi. Rav Safra after he davened said the following: Yirtzov V'nachal Avir Tzasim Shalom. You should put peace. Yizayin Amalav. You should put peace. So, but Pamalia Shalmala in the upper entourage. Pamalia Shalmata in the upper and the lower chabur of Chachamim. Ubein Tamidim Haoskim Etar Sechem, the Tamidim who are Osek in your Torah. Ubein Oskim Lishma, Ben Oskim, whether those who are doing Lishma, those who do it Shloshma. Vachola Oskim Shloshma, those who do it Shloshma, Yuratzan Shu Oskim Lishma. They should move to the level where they do it Lishma. We talk Shloshma, Balishma. Rav Alexandri, Batar Tzilusa, he would say the following: Yirtzon Venecha Nailenu, Shetamidenu, Bekaren Ori, should put me in the light. Right? The Gemara in Ervin, Zayin Amad Aleph, talks about how Chumras, that if one has a chumrah because they don't know what to do, that's confusion, it's darkness. When I don't know what to do, I'm just machner. The Gemara in Beitza, Gimel Alman Aleph, says, Koach Te'atera Adiv, the power of being makel stronger. So that could be what it means. You should put me in, illuminate my eyes so I know what to do. Va'al Tamidenu Bekeren Chashecha, don't put me in the darkness. Va'al Yidveli Beinu, and we shouldn't be pained. Va'al Yashcho Inenu, don't darken our eyes. Ikud Amri Hamravnu Matzli. This mushal of darkness and light is used a lot by the Mesilas Yesharim. That the idea of one who doesn't have the Torah, one who doesn't have insight, makes mistakes. You can't see what's the way to go in life. Rabbi Mintz had yesterday in the shir in the afternoon, beautiful, a letter from the Chasam Sofer, who said, because of my sins, I couldn't see properly. I gave a haskama where I shouldn't have given a haskama to a gemara that never should have came out. That's what it means to be illuminated, that there should be light, that I could see the path in front of me. They asked Rav Volbi once, how come God doesn't shine a light on my, God doesn't shine a light showing me where to go? So Rav Volbi says, because you're busy looking at everybody else's path. If you look in front of you, you'd see there's a light where to go. Okay, we continue. So Rabban Olmim, Rabbi Alexandri would say, Bostomitzi would say the following prayer. Rabban Olmim, Goloi v'yadu lefanecha sheretzanein alasa retzoncha. It's revealed known before you, God, that we want to do your will. Umima akev. And who stops us from keeping your will, God? It's only the Sa'or Shebi'itza. It's the dough in the yeast in the dough. That's the Yetzer Hara, euphemism for Yetzer Hara. Chametz Pesach. Shibud Malchius and the Golus and the oppression of the other people. Yehi Ratzal Melfanecha Shtatzlinim. Save us from them. V'nashuv Lasos Chukei Ratzoncha B'Lev Shem. Be able to do your will. What's the connection between the two? The Yetzer Hara and the Shibud Malchius. The Marsha points out that the two extremes. The Yetzer Hara says, do it all. Enjoy everything. And the Shibud Malchius doesn't let us get anything done. Doesn't let us do anything. So we're davening that we quash the two extremes. Rava Basar Atzlusa Marachi Rava, after he would daven, he would say the following thing. Elokai. This we say in Rosh Hashanah. Famous after, this is famous in davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Elokai Ad Shalona Tzarti Eini Kedai. Before I was created, I was certainly not worthy. Ba'achshav Shana Tzarti. But now that I was created, it's as though Ki'ilu Lona Tzarti. It's as though I'm not even, I'm so worthless. Afrani Bechai. I'm dust, I'm dirt in my own in life. Kavachom Shemitasi. How much more so when I die? Hare Ani Lefanecha Kechli Male Busha. I'm like a vessel filled with embarrassment, uchlima, and disgusting stuff.
Isn't this part of our
place? Yeah, Yom Noraim. God, it should be your will that I should not sin anymore. And what I did sin before you, marek, remove it, right? Sweeten it. With your great chesed. But don't do, please don't sweeten it through yisurim, sweeten it through good, through easy. And this tefillah is the vidui which Rav Hamnuna would do on Yom Kippur, right? We say it after the vidui on Yom Kippur. After you would daven, you would say the following. Elokai netzar l'shoni meira. Right, this we use in our Shmon Esrei. Right, guard my tongue from speaking bad. The sifsosai medaber mirma, and my lips from speaking trickery. This is what we use. Umakalali nafshi sidam, and those that curse me, my soul should be quiet from responding to them. But nafshi ka'afar l'kol tiyeh, like afar in the ground. It's like not there. I'll maybe just shashdil. Pasach libi besarascha, open my heart to your Torah, mitzvasecha, tirdof nafshi, my soul should chase after. Vetatzileni mipegara, save me from bad ill, mi'etzer hara, mi'ishara, bad woman, mi'kol raos ra, mehera afar, tzasim, makalka, machshavosam, and destroy the bad those who seek ill against me, destroy what they want to do. God, it should be your will that the words of my lips and the thoughts of my heart, they should all be, you know, stand before you. When he was sitting in a tanis, he would say the following at the end of his davening. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, a person sins, they bring a korban. They only bring the chaylev and the dam of the korban. And you get kapara. Now I'm sitting in Tanis, and my blood and my own fats are lessened. I have nothing. I'm without food. You hear the lessening of my blood and my fats should be what I offer you, God. So I offered myself it on the mizbeach, and it's roy before you. There's a kasha over here. He wants to say that his blood, his own blood that we're losing, should go to Hashem as on the Mizbeach before Hashem. You can't use your own blood on the Mizbeach, right? It's got to be Mashke Yisrael. Gemara in Ksuvah, Sama Kamar Aleph. Mashke Yisrael means it's got to be something which is Roy La'achila. It's got to be on the Mizbeach. So you can't use your own blood. So there is a way you can use your own blood. If it's Dam Pirish, if it's the Dam Shalom Pirish, if it's the blood that doesn't separate yet from you, many say that's Mutter Ba'achila. So maybe he could mean that. Meaning, it is a mushal, obviously, of saying it should be. But the mushal also has to work. You know, even if you're using a mushal, the mushal has to fit as well. But then what does it mean, I'm the korban? So Rav Shlomo Shaval Hirsch says, the word korban is from hakrava, being offering, you're bringing yourself close. It should be you over there. You're bringing yourself close to Hashem. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Havei Mesayim, Sifra de Iov. When you would finish Sefer Iov, you would say the following. Sof Adam Lamos. In the end, the person is going to die. Sof Behem L'Shchit. In the end, an animal is going to get shechted. Va'akol L'Misehim Domim. And all people, they stand to die. How's it different than Sof Adam Lamos? Mistama, the difference is, it means every day we get closer to death. It's different than in the end you're going to die. It means every day is another day closer to death. Ashrei Misha Godol B'Torah, but praiseworthy is the one who is raised in Torah, who goes great in Torah. V'amalo B'Torah, v'osa nachas ruach lehem, does nachas ruach for Hashem. V'godol B'Shem Tov, v'niftar B'Shem Tov min olam. V'alav Amar Shlomo, and Abinam Shlomo says, Tov, Shem, B'Shem, and Tov, v'yom Amavis, v'yom Hivolam, from the day he was born. Meragla b'pum idra meir. It was ragil in the mouth of Rameir to say that it says kivyachol that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking of a person. Gamor b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. You should concretize in your heart that with all your soul to learn Torah lishma. Ledaset derachai, to know my way. It's interesting. You could look at this and say that this is as though God is telling this to a person. Or it's Rav Meir, the only one in this whole group who's getting a bas kol, who's getting a nevuah from God, telling him this line. Well, lashkur adalsi torasi, you should be knocking at my door for Torah. Netzor torasi b'livecha, you should guard the Torah that's in your heart. V'neged enecha tiarasi, and next to your eyes should be my fear of me. Shamor picha mechol chet, guard your mouth from all sin. V'tahir v'kadesh atzmecho mekol hashama, and purify and sanctify yourself from all iniquity and sin. V'ani emecha kol makom, and I'll be with you everywhere. Meragli b'pumei d'rabban d'yavna, it was custom to be in the mouth of the Rabbanon of Yavna. They would say this to give each other chizik. I who learned Torah Berea with health, the Chaverin Amaretz Berea. Ani Malachti Beir Vehu Malachti Besada. I work in the city and he works in the field, and therefore my malacha is more pleasant than his malacha. Ani Mashkim LaMalachti Vehu Mashkim Malachta. I get up for my work. I'm here in the base medrash. He gets up for his work. Keshem Shehu Eino Misgader B'Malachto. Just like he's not raised to be able to be strong in that malacha, you have to be trained for it. What? Misgadr means to be accustomed to grow into it. To misgadal, I would say. Kachani eini misgadr b'malachto. So too, I was also not raised in that malacha. Shema tomarni marbevunem. Maybe you're going to say that I'm going to lessen because I'm not ready for it. Shaninu, therefore we learned. Echad hamarbe, echad mamai. It's not about how much Torah you learn. Whether you learn a lot of Torah, whether you learn a little Torah, ubilvach yechavin libo l'shamayim. As long as your kavana is for the best intentions of how much you're learning, that's your schar, right? Your schar is your battle zone. Rav Dessler's famous bechira idea, right? Rav Dessler says, basically, how does it work? Let's say somebody who's never been from their whole life. So for them, the area where they have their bechira, their free will, meaning I have no free will to kill somebody. I have no choice. Rav Dessler says, I have no possibility of killing someone. It's just so ingrained in my nature and DNA and all of us here that we couldn't possibly kill. So we get no reward for not killing. There's no tension there. The tension could be, I don't know, whatever someone's struggle is. If someone's struggle is to wake up on time for shacharis. So that becomes, and your job is to keep moving your battlefield higher and higher and higher. Where getting up is no longer your struggle. It's now it goes on autopilot. You want to keep moving it up higher and higher. So what comes out according to Rav Dessler, you could have someone who's just beginning, who's struggling with whether to eat treif or not. And their reward could be equal to someone who's up here. It's all based on where you, how you move your battlefield and how you do within that battlefield. Okay, Maragle Bapuma da Abaye. It was a custom in the mouth of Abaye. La'olam yahe adam arum b'yira. A person should always do different types of aroma, like trickery, to be able to get to Yiras Hashem. Right? Try to figure out the chaps of how. Aroma, like from trickery. Try to find the way to get Yiras Shemayim. Try to come up with a chap, a good chap. So we say manech rach to announce softly, meishiv chama to restore anger. This is all a tefillah. Umarvim shalom im achiv im krovav im koladam. I always would respond with shalom with my brothers, my relatives, with everybody. Increase peace. Vafilu nachri b'shuk. I would even try to increase peace. Say peace shalom to a goy in the shuk. What do you mean? I would try afilu even. It's a din of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Yeridea says one's obligated to say shalom to a to even a nachri. So what's the even? What's the even mean over there? So it could be the even is the shuk. That my obligation to say good morning to a nachri is a nachri that I know, that I see. Let's say I see in the morning Rudy or whatever. So Derech Eretz says that I wish him good morning. But stam, I'm at Disneyland. I see a goy. I have to tell him, shalom, how are you? That's not me'ikar adin, that I have to walk to everyone and say hello who's not Jewish. So that's why he's saying afilu. I was makbid even by that. Kedei she'ov l'malav nechmalas, that we should be loved above and pleasing below. V'hei mekubal al b'rias, be received by the b'rias. Amro lover Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shlok dimam shalom. They say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that no one beat him to the punch of saying shalom. Afilu nachri b'shuk. Meragli b'pumi derava, it was a custom in the mouth of the rabbi to say, tachlis chachman, the purpose of Torah is tshuva ma'isim tovim. Shelo yehi adam korev ashona oboe b'avim. A person shouldn't read and learn Torah and then kick away his parents and kick away his Rebbe or someone who's greater than him in Torah, chachma minyan. Shenamar, because reishis chachma, the beginning of chachma, is yiras Hashem, seichel tov l'chol aseim. La osim lo namar lo sehem, meaning to those who do it lishma, but lo la osim shaloshma, not to those who do it shalolishma. Whoever does it shalolishma, whoever learns not for the right reason, just to become famous, whatever, noach lo shalonivra. It's better that they weren't even born. Meragle b'puma derav. It was a custom in the mouth of Rav. Lo ko'olam hazel olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Olam haba ein bo lo achil v'shtiyo. The world to come doesn't have eating or drinking. No period of rivi. No puruvu. No ma'asev amot. No business. Lo kina. No jealousy. No hatred. Lo tzacharis. Not the competitiveness like that. El tzadikim yoshvim v'atroseim v'reshayim v'atroseim. And the tzaddikim sit there, the crowns are on their head, and they're getting joy from the ziva shechina. Shenamar v'yechsu es elokim v'yachin. They'll see God, v'yachlu v'yishtu. They'll eat and they'll drink.
Gedol. Olam haba. The afterlife.
Yeah, olam haba. Right, there's olam haba. What's olam haba going to be like? Gedol haftach shechin gosh baruch hu l'nashim. Great is the promise that God promised to women. This was in the time of Eretz Yisrael, before the Churban. Yoser min anashim, more than men. Shenamar nashim shananos komna, shema'ani koli banos botchus zinim rasi. They'll have certain, they'll be able to hear my voice. This is the Maral quotes this, why women don't need to wear yarmulkes. Women don't wear yarmulkes because they have a haftacha, they'll always be able to hear God. Men need a reminder to be able to wake them up, to be able to remember God. They put a yarmulke. Women have a promise, they'll always be able to hear the promises of Hashem. The words of Hashem. Amr le'Rav Chiya, Nashim b'may zachim. What are women zocha olam haba? Ba'akruy banay le'bei kenishta. The women get olam haba because they bring their kids to school, to bring them to the base knesses. U'ba'asnuye gavrei be'rabanan. And because of the schus that they push their husbands to learn Torah. V'natrin gavreyo ad asimi be'rabanan. And the schus that they give them, they wait for their husbands to be able to take their time and learn Torah, even if it's in another city. So they protect their kids, they watch the house while their husbands are learning. When the Talmidim and the base Medrash of Rav Ami separated from each other, they would say, and some say, the Talmidim and the base Medrash of Rav Chanina, they would give this bracha to each other. You should find your olam hazeh, everything you need. In the end of your life, l'chayel should be olam haba. Your heart should contemplate wisdom. Your mouth should speak chachma. And your tongue should be able to sing out songs. And you should understand Torah in the right way, not a krum way. Your eyes should be illuminated with Torah. And your face should shine like the illumination of the firmament. Mishtosecha Yabiu Das, your lips should express, could question and ask Das, Uchliosecha Talazeno Mesharim, and your innards should praise God, Upamecha Yarutsu, and your footsteps should run, Lishmo Divrayatik Yomen, to hear the old words. Kihave mepatri rabbanim ve'er chizda. When the talmidim of the rabbanim leave with the base medrash of chizda, amrila, some say the ve'er rab Shmuel bar Nachmanim, when they would leave there, amrila hachi, they would say the following, one to the other, alufeini misukolim. We're like weight on us is like weight. You know all these alufeinu is that like aluf. Hashem is aluf or shalom. Aluf. How do they translate?
General.
The general. Good. The general is like our misubalim is. We have to be sovale. It's our burden. It's our job. Alufeinu misubalim. Rav Shmuel va'amrila and semser of Yochanan Rav Elazar. Chadamar one says the perish of that pasuk means alufeinu b'torah. We are generals in Torah. Umisubalim mitzvahs, and we carry the yoke of the mitzvahs. Chadamar one says alufeinu b'torah. We're generals in Torah and mitzvahs, but at the same time we have to bear yisurin. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a famous piece in Drash Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein says one of the great problems of the Jews who came to America, right, in the Lower East Side in the 1920s, 1930s, the ones who complained the whole time, Shver Tzayin Yid, the kids saw that at home, how difficult it is to be a Jew, they're the ones who left. The ones who were smiling, the ones who showed them how sweet it was, and it's not a burden, it's not their life's burden, it's a joy, they're the ones who maintained and kept it. Ein Peretz. What's Ein Peretz? Oh, better. Shalot Seinu, that Kesia Seinu Shel David, that there should be no over here means that, from breach, right? That there was a pirtza that was done in the Malchus based David. It shouldn't be like the CSO, like the group around David who came from him Achitofel, because that caused a pirtza in the base David. Ve'ein Yotzeis, meaning Shalot Seinu Kesia, the lot shouldn't be like the entourage of Shaul. Sheyotzim, and what came from him was Doeg HaDomi. Doeg HaDomi went off the derek, went crazy, the whole nine yards. Ve'ein Savacha, Shalote Siyasan Xiyash Elisha, and shouldn't be like the lot, the entourage of Elisha, who had from him Gehazi, his trusted and loyal student, Gehazi, who he loved, also rebelled and didn't listen to him, and became a tzarah in the end. Berachovo Seinu, in the streets, meaning Shaloya Lanu Beno Talmud Shemakarachiv Ram. We shouldn't have a kid, a son, or a student, who cooks his dish in public, meaning who airs out his laundry, or brazen, airs out his, you know, like bold, airs out his laundry in public, you know, tries to be like a bulvan. We shouldn't have a kid who's a bulvan. Shimu Elai Abirei Lev Harchoki Mitzdaka. Right, it says in the Pasuk, Shimu Elai is in Yeshayahu. Listen unto me, the strong of heart, Harachokim Mitzdaka, those that are far from righteousness. What does this mean? Rabbi Shmuel, and some say, Rabbi Yochanan Rozer, some say, the Chadamar 1 says, Kolam Kolin Zonim Mitzdaka. The entire world is supported through the Tzedakah of Hashem. Not because if anybody has any schus. Vehem nizonim bizroa. And the tzaddikim are sustained because of their hand, their own schus. Chadamar, no. Kol,
like their own schus.
Yeah. Kol ha'olam kulo nizonim bizchusam. Some say the entire world is supported by the schus of the tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim themselves, afilu bizchus atzma ein nizonim. However, they don't have enough to support themselves. They've given so much to others. Kedrav Yehuda Amarav, Damar Yehuda Amarav, Chol Yom V'Yom Baskol Yotzes Mar Chor Amers. A voice goes out from Mount Chorev and says, Kol Ha'olam Kolo Nizonis Bishvil Chanina Beni, because of the schus of Rav Chanina Ben Dosa, V'Chanina Beni, and Rav Chanina Ben Dosa himself, Dailo B'Kav Chiruv Me'er Shabbos Le'er Shabbos. He would sustain himself on a little bit of Erev Shabbos, meaning that was the schus. Chanina Ben Dosa would be a schus to the rest of the world. He was one of the great miracle workers in the Gemara. By the way, one of the famous question is why the Jews rejected Yashka. Why did the Jews reject Yashka, right? Why didn't it make it? So there's lots of theories as to why the Jews didn't accept him. One of the best theories I heard why they didn't accept him is because, let's say all these miracles they claimed were true, right? Let's say, right? Sure not, but let's say they were true, right? That didn't make a difference to the Jews in the Gemara. Miracle workers didn't mean you're a god. You had people in the Gemara who were doing miracles all the time. You had Rav Chanina ben Dosa. The fact that you could do a miracle was no mila in this time in history. You were a great Rav if you could do it. You were a Wunder Rebbe. But it never made you a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. It never made you a deity or meant that you're something, you're God's son, God forbid. That's why, that was one of the main reasons they say, why some historians say it was nothing special that stories were being told about it. Okay, we have a 20 Amorayim. You have stories about it. Right, okay, Shkoyach, let him walk on water. Okay, I walk on the street. Okay, so let's continue. Uplige derav Yehuda, dam rav Yehuda, man abirei lev. What does it mean? What does it mean, abirei lev? Govai tipshai. That's talking about the nation that's always, you know, collected from bad people. Amar Rav Yosef, Teda, the holo aiger gyure minayo. that there was not one good conversion that was done by the Govai Tipshai, a certain nation. There were no good converts that people converted well, that did it well. Amar Avashi, Bnei Masa Machasya Abir Lev. The people of a certain place, they're the people who are Abir Lev. The Kachazu Yikra Deraisa, because they saw the value of the Torah, Trey Zimni Bishasa Velokam Egurtamineo. Because they see the Kavod Torah twice a year when they're gathering, when the Jews gather in Adar, and in Elul was a time for the Jews to gather to hear the halachas of that specific Yontif. And still the people there, they were stubborn hearted. They didn't convert when they saw this wonderful stuff. It should have changed them. Chassan im rotzalikros. Right, we said in the Mishnah, if the chassan wants to be machmer and read the night of his wedding, the Gemara said, Mishnah said, not everybody could do it who wants to do it. Don't be such a big shot. Don't be such a knocker if you want to read Shema the night of your wedding. So we said lameimra. So it's saying in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel chayish liyura. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Wait a second. Was he worried that someone was afraid of Gaiva and the Rabbanan were lo chayish yura? They're not chayish, meaning the ones in the Mishnah who allowed it, who said it's okay, is not worried that someone is going to get all Gaiva, meaning you're not supposed to do things that nobody else is doing. Take on extra from things that nobody else is doing in your community. It's called mechzik yura. And the Rabbanan were not chayish yura over here when they allowed you to be machmer and say it. They weren't worried about that, but we have the opposite. Va'ipcha shmein aluhu. 3 minutes. We have the opposite. It's not makom shenagu lasos malach tishbav. In a place where there's a minhag to do malacha on tishbav, osim malacha. You do malacha. In a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, erev tishbav, ain't osin. You don't. On tishbav, not erev tishbav. On tishbav, you don't do malacha. Kol makom and any place where the minhag is not to do malacha, tamidicham betalim. They tell. Meaning, even if there's no minhag not to do malacha, the talmidei chachamim should be baltel from the malacha. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "La'olam yase kol adam es atzmo ketalmid chacham." A person should always make themselves as far as the malacha on Tisha B'Av like a talmid chacham. Meaning, be machmer yourself. Consider yourself like a talmid chacham, so you won't do any malacha on Tisha B'Av. That's Rabbi Gamliel. So kasha the rabbanon. The rabbanon here are sosa themselves. By kriya shma, they weren't machmer. They weren't afraid that maybe by being machmer on yourself, it's going to look like gaiva, mechzi kiyura. But by Tisha B'Av, they were. And kasher Reb Shimon Gamliel, and now Reb Shimon Gamliel himself is soser, because he's the opposite. By kriya shma, he didn't want you to make it look like you're so frum. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, Mukhlefes Ashita. You have to switch around the names. We got the names wrong in the Shitas here. Rav Shisha Brei David Amar Lolo Ma'alot Tachlif. No, don't switch it around. We don't want to have to switch around names. It's a last resort when we have to switch around the names. Derabbanan Adrabbanan Lo Kasha. There's no Kasha between the Rabbanan. By Kriya Shema, they allowed a Chassan to read the night of his wedding. Why? Kevan Dekule Alma Kakari Ve'iunamekari. Since the rest of the world is saying Shema, why should he remove himself? Why should he remove himself from what the rest of the world is doing? Right? He's going to be Porish Menet Sibor. That's why Lo Mechzi Kiyura. It's not going to be like Gaiva. Everyone else is doing it tonight. But Hacha over here on Tisha B'Av, Kevan Dekule Alma Avde Malacha, since everybody's going to be doing Malacha in that town where the Minag is such, Ihu Lo Ka'avid, and he himself doesn't do it, Mechzi Kiyura. Then it makes him look different than everybody else. To Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is also not a question. Why? Because by Kriya Shema, by Kavana Talya Milsa, you need focus, you need Kavana over there by that. And Anan Sahadi, the low matzich lanatu. We know from our own testimony that when the first night of your wedding, you're busy trying to consummate, how are you going to have kavana? And you go out of your way and say, no, I'm the one who could have kavana. Aval hacha haroa omer. But over here, one who sees that they're not doing malacha is going to say, malacha hu de'in lo. They'll just say, oh, Nebuch, maybe he doesn't have a job. You understand? The person who chooses not to work on Tisha B'Av, they're not going to think he's a bal gaiva, mechzi kiyura. They'll think maybe the guy doesn't have work to do on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, puk chazi kama batlani, go look and see what people don't have jobs these days. Go in the marketplace. It's not going to be so evident that it's mechzi kiyura. Hadran alachayakora, fine. We start the third parak, Mishamesu. Mirtz Hashem, we'll start tomorrow.